Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice. Because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael, the Doctor Love.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, my name is Raphael Love, aka the Doctor, and today I am so happy and pleased that I had this moment to share with you. I'd like to start off by saying thank you for your time and listening to this episode of the Dr. Love Show. I will do my very best to entertain, educate, and provide you a different perspective on trying to get things done in your life. And this episode is going to do exactly that, because today's episode is about letting go of the things that are beyond your control. For some people, when they get into that mode of, oh my God, I don't like how this thing is going, they have a tendency to focus and lock in on that thing that's just outside of their grasp. But when you take a deep breath and when you remember what your ultimate goal is, what are the things that you're really striving for long term, you realize that you have to take steps not only by yourself, but sometimes with someone that you don't necessarily see eye to eye in that moment. But the thing is that you realize that with teamwork and compassion and understanding and the ability to take that deep breath and walk away from a circumstance or a situation, you have the ability to regroup, to refocus and re-energize your interaction with that person. Because the thing is that if you are successful long term, you must realize that you cannot do it alone. You need the teamwork and surrounding yourself with people of like mind who, though at times you don't agree, you must realize that you need them in your life. Just because there are going to be times that you're not going to be at 100% and they're going to be there to support you, encourage you, and continue to motivate you through all those things that you have to deal with to get to where it is you want to be in life. Myself, for example, I am that person for a lot of people. A lot of people call on me when they want to get that Energizer Bunny jack in and build them up to that place where they're ready to rock and roll and take on the next challenge. But then for me, sometimes it's a little bit difficult, because when I'm looking and needing that extra, sometimes I have to look introspectively to get that. That is a talent. That is a skill. That is something that is learnable for those people who choose to find a way as opposed to finding excuse. Because it's like so many other things. If you really want to do something, you'll find a way to get it done. And if you don't, you'll find an excuse to live by. For me, I stop making excuses for why I can't do something. I'm just trying to work through the things that I don't have full control over to be able to get to those things that I want. And I realize that I have to help as many people as I possibly can to achieve not only their dreams and their goals, but to help them live beyond their dreams and goals for me to be able to achieve mine. The people that have come to me recently and have connected to me, I thank you for all of the wonderful opportunities you've given me to not only help you, but to also learn. A lot of the clients that I work with on a daily basis, I really genuinely appreciate the fact that they come to me to help them through their scenarios and situations. There are a lot of feedback that I've gotten. Some I've posted up on the website at thedoctorloveshow.com. For those of you who don't know about the website, we are now live. The people that have posted the feedback or sent me the feedback to post that I have already, they have a tendency to have a common theme when they're dealing with me, is that I help them see the other possibilities that are right there in front of them. And the reason why I'm feeling that that's the case is because sometimes, as I said at the beginning of the podcast, when you are fixated and when you have narrow vision and you don't open up your perspective to be able to take in the full range of possibility, it's sort of like an arrow. If that arrow is aimed only at one target, you only can hit one target. But if you aim it in the air, you never know what you may hit. So the perspective sometimes is, yes, you have a target, but at times, sometimes you got to take that shot because you never know what you might hit. Now, the thing is that some of us walk around with bows and arrows. If you choose to walk around with just a bow and arrow because that's all you know how to use at this moment in time, feel free, but use it. Meanwhile, others decide, hey, I'm going to use a machine gun and I'm going to shoot as many shots and try to hit as many things as I possibly can to win, win, win. Now, if you don't have a machine gun right now because you haven't educated yourself, you haven't armed yourself with the additional information, use what you have for now until you get that information, until you get that additional energy and ammo and firepower to be able to go out and tackle some of those thought processes that you may not have in your field of vision right now. Because it's just like anything else. Your target may be just outside of your radar, but you never know what you need to hit to bring it into your radar. So the thing is that open your mind, open the possibility of what could happen, and just embrace the changes. Embrace those things that you can't control. Not to say that you gotta fall in love with them, but just think about it for a second. If you take it in and you just embrace it as a possibility to say, wait a second, what am I missing here? That one question can be the most powerful thing that you ever do in a circumstance. Stop talking. Start listening and ask that one question. What am I missing? Because when you start to look for the answer to that one question, the realm of possibility opens like a flower in the sun. You begin to feel that, wait a second, I didn't see that. I didn't notice that. And wait, that's a possibility too. And what you can do begins to grow exponentially. I'm going to leave you there at that thought of just, what are you missing? Ask yourself that question in any situation that you don't feel comfortable, and you never know what you might find. You may find those keys, those nuggets, those tools to be able to arm yourself, to have ammunition no matter what the circumstance, and be able to go through it effortlessly. I hope this episode helps you like it did me. Once again, this is the Doctor, signing off for now. Until the next episode, thank you for listening, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Doctor Love Show. And if you would like more of the Doctor, you can find him in iTunes and now at thedoctorloveshow.com. Be sure to provide feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The Doctor is out.